Welcome to the Visual Studio Tools for Office Developer series, the third of three audio series designed to help you use Visual Studio 2008 to extend Microsoft Office applications as part of your own solutions. This is episode 7 of 11, Outlook Tasks and Tools. Outlook is a great tool for organizing your daily work life. Outlook provides a lot of built-in tools that enable you to customize the forms that users interact with when they use Outlook. Traditionally, the controls that you add to these forms can be bound to Outlook data. Visual Studio takes things a step further by enabling you to add controls that connect with arbitrary data sources, such as a web service or a SQL Server database. Using Visual Studio, you can add rich UI panes to items that users open in Outlook. These panes can appear at the bottom, top, or side of an Outlook item. You can also create a new page of controls for an item, or replace the entire item with your own custom form. Users can open, close, enable, or disable elements of these panes by using custom controls that you, the developer, add to the ribbon. Let's take a closer look at the different ways you can enable these features for your users. Customizing the Outlook user interface. You can present pages or panels of information that appear when users view an item in Outlook. What tool you use in Visual Studio depends on what experience you want to enable for your users. If you just want to give users a few controls to perform a task or two, like, say, auto-populate fields in an email or look up a name of a customer from a database, then you can probably get away with just adding a few custom controls to the ribbon. Visual Studio lets you specify when a custom control appears in the ribbon. For example, when a task item is in compose mode or a mail item is in read mode. Now, if you want to have a more complicated UI, such as a map that shows the business location of a customer listed in the from line of the mail item, or a data grid that lists all the products that customer's ordered in the past year, then consider adding a custom panel of information. To accomplish this, you can add a form region or a custom task pane to your solution. A form region can append to an item, appear as a page in a form, or as a replacement for the entire item. The great thing about a form region is it's pretty easy to implement. You just have to add a form region to your project, drag controls to the surface, and press F5. You can also add native Outlook controls to a form region. These are controls that are bound to data in Outlook. Be careful though, you can't have both. If you base a form region on native controls, you cannot add controls in Visual Studio and vice versa. Let's talk about custom task panes for a moment. Unlike a form region, a custom task pane only appends to an item. They cannot appear as a page or a replacement for a form. The great thing about a custom task pane is that you can have a bit more control over where it appends. For example, you might want the pane to appear above an item or to the side of an item. Also, you can show, hide, collapse, or expand a custom task pane programmatically. That's not possible with a form region. But you'll have to work a little harder to get a custom task pane to work. So these are all great ideas for enhancing the UI of items that users open in Outlook. What if you just want to add commands that users can execute at any time, with or without an inspector open? Since ribbons only appear in inspector windows, you have to use a menu or toolbar item to make that happen. In fact, that is the only way you can add custom commands and or options if you create an add-in for Outlook 2003, as custom task panes, form regions, and ribbons are new features available only for Office 2007. If you are creating a solution for Outlook 2007, you can also use a custom task pane. A custom task pane does not have to be associated with an item. Again, a custom task pane, like other UI panels, give you the ability to add complex controls like maps and data grids. If you decide to go this route, consider using a custom ribbon to show and hide the custom task pane. Visual Studio gives you more flexibility when it comes to tweaking the Outlook user interface for the custom needs of your users. Use ribbon buttons, toolbars, and menu items to add custom commands. Use a form region or custom task pane to present a more detailed user interface. You can find more information in the MSDN library in the topic named Outlook Solutions. Look for all three Visual Studio Tools for Office audio series in the Microsoft Download Center, the Overview series, the Component series, and the Developer series. Thanks for listening.